Right now, I'll tell you, I got my new bike today, and I did a little polishing, so that was exciting.
You've had your trailer for a week, and you bought new bike already.
Yeah.
That's the exciting part. Come on.
Yeah.
You sound like Rob.
That's right.
Let's polish it before we fix the floor.
Well, you guys are spreading aluminitis, so I've listened to all the VAP episodes, and I'm going to go camping.
Don't blame us now. What kind of question?
Sounds like we had a positive effect. You went vintage. That's good.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, yeah.
I guess. Yeah. I'm still not convinced. All right, Dave, hit us with a question. What you got?
The first thing I was wondering is, obviously I've never done this before, and I'm trying to avoid having just a big pile of aluminum in the yard that I can't put back together. So I was wondering if it's necessary or a good idea, really, to remove the aluminum inner skin and redo the wiring and insulation. The skin seems to be in pretty good shape on the inside. It needs cleaned up and repainted or something, but other than that, it's not dented or closed up at all. So I just wondered if that's something you automatically do or, if you can let it go.
Well, we've got a 62 Globetrotter at the shop right now, and we gutted it, I guess, last week. All the interior furniture, etc., was pulled out. And we were kind of scratching our head because, strange as it may seem, it's the first one we've had come through the shop that the floor was actually solid. A couple of very minor soft spots here and there, but really amazingly solid. But it had this overriding mouse smell in there.
Yeah.
And we decided that, I walked around the area and poking and whatnot at the floor right around the edges, and I decided, right around the rear street side corner seemed to be the spot that was the most suspect. So we drilled off the lower wall sections, the rear corner, street side corner, and the center section. And as soon as these sections came away from the wall, we were literally knocked over by the stench of mouse urine.
Yeah.
So I told them to take off the rest of the lower walls to really see how infested this thing was. And it was, a couple of sections didn't have any evidence in it, but the rest of it, some of the areas had absolutely no insulation whatsoever because it had been dragged down and scrunched up by the mice. And as a result of seeing that, the guys, they had to run out of there. It was really bad. So we've since taken out all the upper sections as well, and it was really horrendous. So, if you've got the interior furniture and stuff out of there, it's not a tremendous amount of work to get the rest of it out.
Okay, so I was thinking about replacing it with new aluminum just to have a shiny aluminum interior. And in that case, would you just use the old ones for the old pieces, keep them for templates? And
that's what I would do if you want that that shiny aluminum look. But quite frankly, you could, certainly take more effort, but you could strip the paint off your existing ones for probably a lot less money and time than trying to make new ones.
Yeah.
Zolotone, that comes off? Or?
Sure. It's paint stripper.
Yeah, and then you wouldn't have to drill out all those holes to get them realign up back up again.
Yeah.
The template, you save quite a bit of time probably.
I'd probably suggest, though, if you kind of wanted that shiny look, is maybe just do it on maybe like the backsplash, maybe do aluminum edging on your countertops, and probably keep that original Zolotone look for the rest of it, because I've seen some of these CCDs, and, they are nice when you look at them, but that aluminum does take fingerprints and smudges and stuff quite easily.
Yeah, you're in Tempe, Arizona. Whenever I go out to Tucson, I drive down and I stay over at Fort Huachuca. I stay over in Bisbee at the Shady Dell. It's
I've never been there.
Yeah, they've got a 49 Airstream that both end caps are polished aluminum inside. Of course, it's
called
13 panel.
Yeah, it's a honeymoon
panel
edition.
Yeah, the honeymoon edition. That's right.
it's
beautiful inside, but I agree with Tim. It'd take quite a bit of upkeep to keep the fingerprints off and all that. Now, you got the trailer out in California?
Yes. Yeah.